fade out that, innit? You think it's over, it's still going. Like, come on, Boney, M, whoever that is. Right. Oh, Christmas music song. On the line, live and direct, people. We got my old pal, Piece of Care. Merry Christmas.
Is that Mrs. Rashid? Rashid.
Well, that porch up before you even know it. Right, no.
A porch? We're on Tuesday, so not the front of your house, though.
Do you know the maddest thing about this is when I have to introduce you as Peter Kerr?
You know what the maddest thing about this is? Is that I'm going to forget we're on the radio.
I know.
And we're just talking as normal. This is why I stay away from all your professional work. Because we're going to get nothing but Ofcom complaints.
Yeah.
And this will be, Pat, your last show.
What a treat. What a way to go out.
Last don't one before know, Christmas.
Don't know where it'll we're be, going. We'll got be all no way you're knowing. Riding on the road to nowhere. Sponging for a living. No. Anyone.
I bleeped
yeah.
It.
The only thing we got to do is have some fun. With Max and Paddy. Paddy and Max. And best of all, we don't pay.
Council sacks.
Boom. Neither does Jimmy Carr, but that's a different story.
No.
Right.
No,
he does now.
Oh, Williams. Anyway, we'll be at Mail tomorrow. Daily Mail, me and thee. Up in arms.
And you know
did
what?
You hear that diabolical nonsense on Radio 2 yesterday with these so-called comics?
And you know
so-called comedians.
It's not like the Mail Online to do that, but you never know, do you?
It's not at all. Big fans of mine, the Mail.
Big fans of mine as well. Massive fans. Yeah. Guys, stop writing about me.
They're obsessed with me.
They absolutely love it.
They love it.
Do you know what's brilliant about this for me? Like, when they clip this up on socials, it'll be me live talking, and then when it goes to you, it'll be like when I'm still photos of you on stage from 1998 pointing and smiling when you're talking.
Happy birthday. Voice distorted.
Oh, God.
No,
you know what?
Where we're going,
When I messaged you last night, I thought it actually is for the best you didn't come in, really, because at least now we're on time. And because if you're in here, I'd be the same. I'd just go off on a tangent and that'd be that.
Do they film it when you're in?
No.
Does it get filmed?
No.
Oh, what can't be doing with that.
What they do sometimes is, because obviously we're in Salford and it's like, send them an old camera up there. They'll be all right with that. So sometimes we'll have a camera in the corner that's on. But at the minute, no, because you're on and you're one of the most successful comedians ever, they've actually brought out a camera phone.
So
someone's filming me now as we speak on an iPhone.
Oh.
And it's not even got like a mic plugged in. It's just one of lads out at office has come in and stuck it on a standing corner room. I'm like, this is fantastic.
I did Scott Mills a few weeks back.
Hey, you what?
They kept getting in touch going, can we put this bit on social media? Can we put that bit on social media? When it got to, I went, no, that's enough now, thanks. Leave it. everything is, I can't even say the word.
Yeah.
But
yeah.
It's...
Did you go in to Scott Mills?
Yeah, I'd never met him. You were all right, actually.
He's lovely, lad. Lovely lad, Scott.
I've never met him.
It's funny, isn't it? You know, with people who've been on the radio for years, when you do first meet them, it's because you have, like, spent years listening to them. And it's kind of like a weird moment when you first see them in the flesh, isn't it?
Well, I freaked him out a bit because I was telling him about real-life stories he used to on Key 103 years ago. And I was working at Garage on Double. He used to do real-life stories at 11 o'clock in the morning, you know, our tune things. And I was saying, I used one of them word for word in car show. Anyway, he was telling me about he's quite introverted, but I've just seen he's in panto, so that don't wash.
Where's he on? Where's he on it?
I don't know. I was looking through panto, you know, who's on in what pants or where. Yeah. You get a bit mesmerised after a while.
Is he in pants or no?
Well, you were in pants or somewhere. I'll have a look now on the phone.
He's not going to be able to spend it all. He's not going to be able to spend. He does the breakfast show on Radio 2 and he's in pants. What more do you want, Scott?
That. I'll have a look. I might be wrong. Radio...
Let me have a chat with Radio 2.
Scott Mills is starring.
He's in Wickham. He's in Wickham.
As Mer Mills in Wickham, as Jack and the Beanstalk.
Absolutely cleaning up.
How's he doing that? And then he must be candle at both ends, that one.
He's candle at both ends and the middle.
And then running back doing breakfast show. He's on with Paul Rudd and Jack Black tomorrow. And then he's off doing Mer Mills later on.
They can't print it quick enough for him to spend it.
He's doing three shows a day. And then they'll have the company flu. That's what they always have in pants, so everyone's ill.
Do you know what? I get jealous of that breakfast show. The guests he has in.
I know, and you've got me. Rock bottom. Yeah. And, you're ringing your mates.
And on the
please.
Phone.
Please. And on the phone. Well, the thing is...
Do you know who I've had on? You and Cherry Ealy.
I've been doing it
over a year.
Inside, I do a bit about you in the show now, about Inside the Factory.
Hey, just while I'm here, by the way, and as you've said that, I was out the other week, this girl grabbed me, started going on about a teacher, and I'm thinking, what's she on about? And then when I got to the bottom of it, it's some routine you do on stage.
Oh, right.
Outrageous. Oh, I like that lovely pause. Oh, right. Oh, I'm not sure what you're on about.
What teacher?
Exactly. That's what I'm saying. Did you say hello to Mrs. Such? And are your mates still mates with Such about it? I said, I've not a clue what you're on about, love.
Yeah, but that must be from last... That's 2010 tour. I don't talk about school on this tour.
I tell you what, this tour, by the way, it is good. I remember seeing you a while back when I was doing my tour. And then I said, I'm thinking of going back out. And you said, I'm still on. So I said, what? Has it been 4 years? Years?
Mm.
Tell you what, round about Scott Mills. A pound behind you, son.
You are a pound behind
Get
me.
Get shut up. Shut up. Shut up. Shut up.
All mine's going to charity, son.
Not like you.
Hey. You know, I give a bit back.
Do you want a charity off, do you, son? Do you want a charity off?
Well, what do you do? Turn up at staff pancake at Asda or something like that?
I give 10.5 million quid last year.
To HMRC?
Exactly. Yeah.
Exactly.
That shut you right down.
No, right. I know a bit about you and Inside the Factory and how you just repeat everything they say. Bloke making quavers. You're like, what are you doing there, bud? Well, I put 900 litres of cheesy mixture in this machine. You put 900 litres of cheesy mixture in that machine? Mind-boggling. What are you doing? This machine makes 150,000 quavers a second. That machine makes 150,000 quavers per second. Funniest bit, you know what funniest bit is? You're wearing a hairnet.
I know.
You're wearing a hairnet.
Hey, when they...
Or should we just say a net?
When they first give me an hairnet, I said that to them. I said, are you trolling me? Like, making the obvious.
You just walk around repeating everything they say. You're like, you're deaf.
No, do you know why I have to do that? Because the edit points, the producer asked, they want it reiterating every time.
Well,
you know, I'm just doing as I'm told, so it's just a bit of professionalism.
Two words, Greg Wallace.
No.
Anyway, we'll leave it there. Leave it there.
I am going to talk to you about, and it is fantastic what you're doing with these shows. We're going to put a bit of Elton John on, step into Christmas, and then we're going to get into these new tour dates some.
Right, I'm ready.
Beautiful. Oh, and we are live on Radio 2. I've got my old pal, Peter Kay, on the line.
My old pal.
Hey, I tell you what. Do you know, after we finished our chat, I'm putting Slade on, Merry Christmas, everyone. Do you know where I live at the minute? Every year, I go down... at Little High Street near me, and I always see Noddy Older sat at Sidet Road. He's eating a sausage butty and a coffee, and he always lets on. It's just, people like him are legendary, aren't they? You just go, look at that, Noddy Older just having a butty.
Does he shout it's Christmas?
No, he doesn't.
Everyone who walks past, like, delusional, it's Chris! Everyone, like, just leave it like he's got Tourette's. It's like, it's Christmas! Everybody. Like, them alarms on shop doors.
I always remember you telling me a story once. You went into a Co-op or a Tesco's or something, you literally just set foot into the building and you heard like a feedback up Mike's way. Garlic bread. You just turned around and walked straight out.
I think, oh, where were you?
Oh, let the air see the net. Here we go. Right. Let's have a look at what you're putting on. So in 2026, you're putting on 11 nights around the country, every single night, all the ticket sales, everything that makes money on those nights is going to go
all
to
profits.
All profits to 12 cancer charities. Now, firstly, and it's an amazing thing, and I don't want to pull you up on this, but you're doing 12 cancer charities, but 11 nights. Surely to God, you should have just put 12 nights on.
Well, I were going to do Cardiff.
Right,
as an extra night. But unfortunately, Cardiff Arena holds 5,000 people. And I just thought, as much as that'll make some extra money, it won't make as much as like an arena that holds like about 18,000.
No, I know.
So I just thought that would just how it worked out.
Listen,
if I can do any more, I was going to say,
look, people are never happy, I know that, but I think if you can whack that Cardiff on, I'll tell you why, because 5,000, it'll sell in no time, and it'll feel like an intimate gig, won't it, 5,000 for you? It'll be a belter. You'll end on an absolute belter.
They're still, now, I'm not complaining here, and they've done really well,
yeah.
But I'm going to say something now. They're selling, if we could get a bit more support in Newcastle, Leeds, Glasgow and the O2 in London, because
right,
these are vital charities.
Newcastle.
Leeds.
Leeds, let me get this down. Yeah, yeah.
Glasgow. And the O2 in London.
Right, okay.
We're like, sort of like at about 85%, and I wouldn't ask other than, I mean, these are vital cancer charities. Let's read them out now.
Yeah, of course we will.
We've got
Children with Cancer UK,
Teenage Cancer Trust,
Kidney Cancer UK,
Blood Cancer UK,
Bowel Cancer UK,
Prostate Cancer UK,
DKMS,
Ovarian Cancer Action,
Pancreatic Cancer UK,
Anthony Nolan,
The Brain Tumour Charity,
and Breast Cancer UK.
Yes.
I mean, unfortunately, everybody knows someone who's been affected by one of the cancers on that list. So it'd be great if they could support the shows. Honestly, it's just a lovely way of ending the tour. And like I said, I know people on that list, and I just think it's a nice way of doing something. So see how they go. If they sell out, I'll add Cardiff, no problem.
Yeah, I think, like you say, everyone knows someone on that list. And what I think's lovely about this is, firstly, son, it's an amazing thing you're doing. But also as well, if you get a ticket for one of these shows, you're sort of helping people by having fun.
It's a win-win. It's a night out and you're doing something for charity.
It's a night out.
And you know what? The most important thing, it's a belting Christmas gift. If you're still searching for summer now,
what a treat.
Put your mind at rest. Get on Ticketmaster or my website or gigsandtours.com, and that's your problem solved. For the mum and dad, my demographic now are pink ladies. It's fitting. Everyone in. You don't need to go out. You don't need to go out to the house. Just get on the internet. Happy Christmas, mum. There you go.
And do you know what I love about your tour? Like, you're putting these nights on, but your tour right from the start, I think in this day and age where you go online and there's a lot of negativity about, and then you've got the introduction of AI, I think people coming together, human beings, in a room, having a laugh, it's the best thing ever. It's good for your soul.
It is. You know what? I actually think the shows that I do, they're all right, like. No, I think
right.
It's more
You're
about...
You're the most successful British comedian
joy.
Ever, son.
No, but it's more about joy. It's more
exactly.
about everybody being together. and having a laugh together. Like, it's the joy of it that I am really into. It's just, I say to people, look, just forget about anything's going on in your life for a couple of hours. Just enjoy yourself and relax and have a nice time. It really is. It's like that shared experience of being together that I think's the absolute magic of it.
And
it
as
is,
well,
you can't whack that.
It does, and it works both ways, doesn't it? Because when you're on stage and you're looking out and everyone's having a really good time, it's very seducing, but you do feel like that kind of, like, synergy with them. You know what I mean? You're all together and you're in a room and it's just you for a couple of hours.
You do. It's remarkable, but you can't really sum it up. When everyone's together, it's about the whole room being together and just enjoying it. And I do a lot of stuff with audience, you know, like kick them out. And lots of things like that. I'm joking.
You out. Oh, just you. Do you not remember? Once me and you were on stage, and a similar thing happened where I walked on stage during one of your shows, and it was like, hey, and someone shouted something, and I absolutely ripped into him, and you went, no, you're just saying he loves you. Well, you can't hear it, so you just instantly go on the attack, don't you, when you're on stage? You think, oh, you want a piece of me, son? And you're straight into him. And he's like, no, just saying we love you. You're like, get out. Oh, hilarious. Right, I've got Newcastle, Glasgow, Leeds and London. They're the four out of them all. They're about 80-odd percent. Get your tickets. Yeah. And also as well, with that, I think, especially Newcastle and Glasgow, up there, they absolutely love a night out. They're always even,
aren't
they?
You can't get them. Leave. They're the opposite of London. London, they're like, oh, we've got to get the tube. Let's get out of here. Newcastle, you're like, can you leave? No, show's over. They're still sat there. You want more? Like, it's complete opposite up there. They want a night out. Like, they're bringing back on more.
I think as well, looking at these dates here, they start in March and they finish in August of next year. I think, it, you know, regardless of them being at 85% at the minute, all of these will go. They will go.
Oh, I know. But I just think
we need them March. We need
them.
Yeah, no, you're right. We need them March ones up and at them, really. Newcastle and then Glasgow in April. And then Leeds and London will look after itself towards June and August. And then, like you say, you're doing Manchester at the end in August. And we want that Cardiff one as well. Because we want it because it'll be a great night, 5,000 people, but also as well, it's just more money to those cancer charities.
Oh, I know. I'm waiting to see. I mean, I'll add more shows if they go well. I'm happy to carry on doing it for as long as I can, because for me, it's no skin off my nose carrying on doing the show. And if you're doing it for something like this, it's brilliant. I'd just tour for this if I could.
Fantastic.
You know what I mean?
It's a nice thing. Even when you walk on, you know why you're doing it. It's just a nice feeling, isn't it, to help someone else out.
Well, I think it'll be a different feeling in the audience, because I think a lot of people will be coming to these shows. They'll be like, well, I don't really like him, but it's a good cause. You know what I mean? It'll be a different type of audience. Yeah, exactly. But they'll know someone who's finished chemo or coming through it, and they'll just want to celebrate and come out. And I just think it's a nice thing, because you know all them charities are getting all the profits.
Of course,
so.
Buy the tickets. Even if you think you can't make it, just buy them and then give them someone else if you can't make it on the night.
Yeah, but don't tout them, though. Don't get them on the old.
Not on my watch.
Not at all.
Listen, I saw you a few weeks back. I was on with that Inside Number 9 in Manchester. You look great, son. It was so lovely to see you. And I know we mess each other quite a bit, but I will get round once your tour finishes.
Are you coming over here?
I'll come over. Well, I'm saying.
No, I know. I mean, are you coming over seeing Tony and all? Like, coming over.
He's coming mine today.
All right. Okay. He's coming mine. You've not come over then, have you?
They're coming over. No, I'm over next week. I'm seeing Franny and a few at screening lads.
I drove past your old house on Queen's Road last week. You won't see decorations. Hilarious. He's plastered from top to toe in literally. They've cleaned out the range. Honestly, I drove past. I said to the lads, that's Paddy's old house, that. You want to see it? I should have took a picture. I'm too busy going over speed bumps on Beach Church Lane.
They're probably, half of them are probably what I left there. But anyhow, listen, it were nice speaking to you, my love.
You're all right, take care.
Have a belting day and have a lovely crimmy. All right, Cocker, good luck with these. They'll be right. Try, mate.
Bye.